Hello and welcome everyone to the Making Money from Home Summit, where experts will share with you how to make great money and get the help you need to build a business that makes you feel alive. And I'm your host, Carol Lamoureux. I put together this summit to help you learn from successful experts who will share what they have discovered in building their own online businesses. I want to help you learn how your business can be creative and fun, and you're free to be yourself in your business. And my hope is that it will help shorten your learning curve in building your own business by getting help from others who have done what it is you want to do. And today I'm so excited to talk with Lisa Malice, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. Lisa Crilly Malice, Time Strategy Visionary, combines her experience in education and direct sales with her love of schedules, systems, and time management to create personalized and easy-to-implement solutions. Every person deserves the opportunity to live the life of their dreams, feeling in control and bringing balance into their lives. The crazy "I'm so busy" feeling does not have to be a way of life. You can have a life where every day is productive, rewarding, and fun. Lisa is the author of Your Time, Your Life, The Busy Woman's Guide to Simplify Your Day, and 30 Days to Success, an awe-inspired journal. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about your project.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to talk to you and learn about the all-important, you know, get control of your time schedules and that kind of thing that seems to be so elusive to a lot of us.
Absolutely. It's a journey, I think, along the way, and there's ebbs and flows.
Yes. So, then how did you get started in your first business? So what's your story?
I started my professional career in high school education. And so I started off as a math teacher, and then I moved into administration. And while I was the athletic director of a Division I high school, I also was in a direct sales business leading a team of very motivated women, and going back to get my master's, and mm-hmm. just getting married, and inheriting three stepdaughters, and the ands keep coming. And so I was juggling a lot, and firmly believed at that time that that whole idea of when you say yes to something, that means you're saying no to something else, did not apply to me. I really thought that it just meant people weren't very good schedulers, because if you had two things happening at the same time, you should just reschedule one and you could say yes to everything. And so that was how I was living my life. Yes to everything. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can go into work at 7 in the morning and stay until the last event was over, until like 11 o'clock at night, and keep doing that all week, and that there would be no repercussions and everything would be fine. Well, that was not my story, unfortunately. My story was that it was a struggle, and I became ill and went through some health challenges due to my lifestyle, working a lot of hours, eating poorly, not exercising, and high stress took its toll. And so when I stepped back and forced, you know, that silver lining to the very dark cloud, when I was forced to take a step back and start to evaluate, what in the world am I doing? Why am I doing it? Because truly, Carol, I knew I was getting somewhere fast. The problem was I didn't know where I was going. And I, you know, and so being ill forced me to start to take a look at that. And mm-hmm. so, and I would love to say that that one experience changed my life, but I'm not necessarily your fastest learner. And so I had to go through that cycle two more times before I ended up where I am right now. And so what I love about what I do as a time strategy visionary is that I am able to take my journey of not saying no and my tendencies to wanting to make sure that I had everything covered on my own and doing it myself, and show and work with clients so that they don't have to follow my path. Because it's a crappy path, and no one should need to go the way I went. But coming out on the other end, I wouldn't change it for the world. I just know that I had to go through it. And so now I feel I'm in that unique position to help home-based business owners and small business owners and entrepreneurs and solopreneurs learn how they can also have a life where they have time for themselves, because I was saying yes to everything else, but I was saying no to me. I was saying no to my self-care and no to my family and no to leisure activities and all of those things. And so teaching clients how they can look at what their vision is and then how can they get to that vision through good time management strategies, that's all built from the fact that I went through that myself and learned a way to then pass on my wisdom, I guess you could say.
Well, experience is definitely sometimes the best teacher, the hardest teacher, but, you know, the best teacher too. So you certainly, you know, understand what you're teaching going through all that. Because I think a lot of us do that. We want to say yes to everybody and think we have to do everything.
Right. Right. And it wasn't that where I was working, they were putting that pressure on me. I was putting that on myself. Yeah. I was the one that said I needed to be there that early and stay there that late and do that all day long. You know, and so now I've learned strategies to change that and to share those with my clients.
Yeah. So, you know, as you build your business, what ways do you bring yourself and your creativity into your business? You know, kind of make it your own, besides all your experience that taught you a lot.
And I think that's probably the biggest piece, is that my business is me. It's my experiences. It's my education. It's my training as a certified coach. But it's also my personality. You know, you and I have had a couple conversations, and so you kind of get me, and you know that I'm the first one to laugh at myself. I'm the first one to say, oh, my goodness, I messed up. And, you know, let's circle back and try to fix that. And so when we talk about, you know, how I bring myself into my business, it's that. It's energy. It's optimism. It's not afraid to admit there's a better way or a different way or just saying let's throw it out the window and start from scratch. You know, it's those pieces I think that I bring to the table.
Yeah, and I think that's important for a lot of business owners, especially, you know, where there's so many, especially online businesses, you need a way to stand out. So the only way you can really stand out is who you are.
Absolutely. When I first started coaching, and even before I started coaching, and as I was trying to figure out exactly what I was going to do, when I knew that I was wanting to leave the field of education, and there was some gray area in there, and where was I going to land? And I would apologize back then for my brilliance, because I didn't necessarily claim it as what I'm good at. And so I assumed everyone had my skill set. And so if I were in a meeting and the meeting started to get off track, which we all know can happen, I would say, oh, I apologize, but where are we at again? Like, it was my fault that they were all going off the rails. And, you know, and I would apologize. I'm sorry I'm early, but. Well, wait, why am I apologizing for those things that make me uniquely me? And so when we talk about how do you stand out, it's finding that piece of what is it that you have that not everybody else has. And for me, it is that time management, how to look at chaos and create order. When, you know, pieces are falling through the cracks, how do you create a system to bring that in? And it's not something everyone possesses, and it took me a long time, Carol, to understand that not everyone has that skill set.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are glad you found that, because that really is – well, it's critical when you're running your own business to kind of have that under control. Otherwise, you drive yourself nuts.
Right.
So as you work with people, in what areas do you see women struggling the most in their business?
Some of it's that overwhelmed feeling that I'm trying to get my head above water. It's so exciting. I have all these ideas, but I don't know how to pick one. And so they kind of float all over the place. Like it's almost like that fuzzy brain syndrome or the you know, shiny object or chase the squirrel or however you want to phrase it, but it's that idea of there's so much available and so many possibilities. How do you choose where to focus each day? So that's definitely one area I see. And then the other piece I see is that struggle to balance what, at the beginning, like when we were talking about the ands. You know, how do you balance all your different ands? Your business and your family and your personal life and all those pieces and still feel at ease and at peace with your decisions. One of my clients would say, you know, I have a vision for where I want my business to be, and if all I were was a business owner, I could probably get there a lot faster. But I need to be at peace with the fact that I'm a business owner and a mother and a wife and a daughter and a caregiver and. And so it's coming to peace with that, you know, the knowing and being able to juggle conflicting priorities and knowing what route you want to go with.
Right, yeah, especially women tend to do that. They, you know, want to help everyone, and we have this habit of saying, like you say, yes to everything, and it just eventually it just kind of implodes on you.
Right. And so I find that, you know, when it comes to that time management struggle, a piece of it is having good systems in place. Like, how do you capture information and how do you process a to-do list? Like, there's those tactical pieces, but there's also that head work on what are my priorities and how do I make sure that those stay in the forefront and what do I do when they conflict and how do I move forward? You know, like, I laugh, but a snow day can throw your whole week off because now all of a sudden your kids are home. Or like in my world, my husband's home, which I'm the first to say is worse than the kids being home. You know, so my husband's home because he's a teacher, and now all of a sudden you have that priority of, well, these are the business activities I wanted to do, yet he's home. And now what? You know? And so, you know, so I think there's those tactical pieces, but there's also that decision-making process when you're either when you're starting off a business or even when, you know, I've been in business a couple of years now and I'll still juggle those decisions. What, you know, what's most important right now and what can I do?
Yeah, and you have to keep that in mind. Things kind of shift too as your life goes on. It depends on what's going on at the time. So like you said, you just have to know what your priorities are and how to kind of, you know, kind of take it as it comes sometimes. It just, sometimes we just have to do that and make it work. So what are some of the top mistakes that you see women making in their business?
I would, I hate to say mistakes women are making. So I can say mistakes I made. I hate to generalize like that. But I can say mistakes I've made along the way. And so I think one of them was not having a really clear plan on how I was going to, quote-unquote, get clients. I did the build a website, they will come type of a deal, not realizing that there's so much more to it than just that. You know, I would go to networking events because, well, if you go to networking events, you'll get clients. But I would go and not talk to anybody because I don't, you know, if I don't know anyone in the room, I'm not necessarily comfortable enough to go up to someone and say, hey, I don't know anybody, will you talk to me? And so I'd hang out in the bathroom until the event would start. Well, hard to believe I wasn't getting clients that way.
Imagine that.
I know, who would have thought? And I laugh now when I tell that story because always someone will say, what, I was hanging out in the bathroom too, how did we not meet each other? So when it comes to, you know, what are some top mistakes that necessarily that women make, I can say on my end, I think that was my biggest mistake is I opened my doors and had no idea where the paying clients were going to come from. Mm-hmm. I just figured, well, a website networking, but yet had no plan on how to do either of those two things effectively.
Yeah. Yeah, the clients are kind of important. So
I know.
So why is it then important for women to get help, women in business to get help?
Well, so one is to increase your skill set. So and I have reached out. One of my favorite things is coaches need coaches too. because often you're in the day-to-day and you can't see the big picture. And one of my coaches shared with me, you know, when you're in your car, you have a rearview mirror and two side mirrors, and you still have two blind spots. So you have all this support and still have blind spots. How can you think you as a person can see everything clearly without any help? And so it's reaching out for help. I look at it in two ways, and kind of like the same thing on the time management end. A piece of it's tactical. I needed someone to help me learn how to network. I mean, I am an introvert. I do not enjoy talking to people I don't know until I can get over that hump. And so I needed someone to teach me that. I needed the skill set on how, what do I do with my website once it's up? But then also that mindset piece of, you know, how do I move forward in a positive way and claim my brilliance and claim who I am and what I do? And so both of those pieces, I think, are important to reach out for help, because you can't do it, well, in my opinion, you can't do it alone.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that opinion, and sometimes it's hard for people to realize that. They think, oh, I can do this. This is not a big deal. But you really can't. You know, you can be the smartest person on the planet, but you still don't know everything there is to know about something.
Right.
Plus, it's kind of lonely by yourself.
Exactly.
So with you, then, how important has community been to you and your business?
So I great segue from your comment of it's kind of lonely by yourself. I think that has been one of the biggest pieces for me, is just having a place of like-minded individuals to go to bounce ideas off of. You know, it is lonely in my office by myself. You know, it's nice to have someone that can share some thoughts and some ideas, but it's also great to have a referral network. When you're in a community of like-minded individuals, they start to get you, and they start to understand who are the people you best serve. And then, you know, I can only touch so many people on my own, but once more people know what I do and who could benefit from my services, then it's like they're out there looking for me too. And I do the same for them.
Yeah, really, when you think about it, you know, I mean, you can go out and get your clients, you know, you can do whatever you need to do to get clients, but referrals are much more, I guess, powerful way to get clients, because they already have, I mean, they're referred by someone who knows you, and so that in itself kind of moves you up a notch, so to speak.
Right, because we do business with people we like, know, and trust. And
exactly.
So when someone I trust says to me, you need to go see Carol because she's the one, we're done. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling you and saying, how much do I write the check for? Because, you know, because someone said to me, she's the one for you. So
right.
We have a quick conversation, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yep. Yeah, and it certainly makes it much easier for both sides to find what they need. You know, you need clients,
mm-hmm.
and they need services, so rather than them searching all over the place on the internet trying to, you know, make their best guess, you know, why not trust a friend or somebody that tells them? I mean, it's really the perfect scenario.
Right.
So then in business, what areas should most business owners spend most of their time? You know, what's the most important thing they need to be doing?
Now, I'm sure my answer is going to shock you, but I would say filling your sales funnel, because, you know, your business is a lot more fun when you have clients. And that was a very difficult lesson for me to learn. You know, I came from the field of education, so I just assumed most of the time I would spend in my business would be in professional development. Like, I thought, well, I'll be talking to clients and I'll be learning stuff. Like, that's what I thought running a business was going to be. And that's not true. So now I recognize that, you know, I spend probably half my time filling my sales funnel in one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, you have to get, like we were talking about, clients. I mean, you can work with your clients, you can build programs, but you have to always have a constant flow of leads, or because not everybody that comes to you is going to be a good fit. So you
right.
always have to constantly have those people funneling through.
Right.
So So as you work and have all these tasks, all these responsibilities, you know, your family and everything else, how do you keep yourself on target?
One of the lessons I learned from my very long journey is that I need multiple structures to counteract my natural inclination. So, and what I mean by that is less on my own, I will work from sundown to sunset and then beyond. That's just who I am. It's not healthy. It's not great. It may be fine for other people. For me, it's not the best way for me to live. And so I need a lot of structure to help turn myself off. And so the same thing holds true for me for keeping myself on target. And so I have built in multiple structures. So on one end, you know, I have clearly written goals with action steps, but that's not enough for me. So I also have an accountability partner that we check in on once a quarter to see where I'm at on different things. And specifically, the person that I check in on once a quarter is a coach, and she's awesome. She also is checking in on me more away from the sales pieces and more for the how do I want to be pieces. You know, like what am I presenting to the world? When I go to a networking event, how am I behaving? Like those types of pieces. And then I have weekly accountability on the sales end. I have a sales coach, and I email him weekly. What are the things that I am focusing on? How many conversations have I had? You know, what have I done on social media? Those types of things, because I need that kind of structure to keep me on the path that I chose to be on. Because so I know I need internal and external accountability.
Yeah, accountability really is, a lot of people don't like it because, you know, it sounds like more work, but it really is important because otherwise you get caught up in the day-to-day stuff and things slip, where if you know you're going to have to go and talk to somebody about it, you're more inclined to get it done.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, many of my clients, they get so caught up in, like you just said, the day-to-day. And then, you know, and then I'll shoot an email over, you know, how's it going on your strategic planning on what you're going to delegate this week? And I'll get an email back, I'm going to start working on that right now.
Oh, crap,
you know?
I forgot.
Exactly. You know, and that's what they'll say is, yeah, you know, it's not a habit for me yet. Thank goodness I have you know, touching base with me periodically until it becomes a habit. And for me, I think it may be an area where those types of activities for me may never become a habit. And that's okay as long as I build the structure in to help keep giving me those touches, keep reminding me, hey, you said this was important to you. Are your daily actions backing that up or not?
Right. Yeah, I like that. Build in the structure for yourself. You know what you need to do, and you know you. So you kind of build it. That so you make sure you get done what you. It's a lot of use in there, but yeah, you set it up. You set yourself up for success, really.
Absolutely.
So, what is one piece of advice that you would give someone who's just starting out in their business?
Reach out, hire a coach, find a mentor. Don't try to do it alone. You know, I think it's a fine line and a juggle between what can you afford to do and what can't you afford to, you know what I mean? Like, there's all those pieces. Well, I don't have enough money. I'm just starting. But trying to go your own path is tough. So find some support somewhere. Like, look and think, what are the areas that I'm finding that I need some help in? And then figure out a way to get some of that help somewhere. So find some support.
Yeah, and the money piece always is kind of a tough one, especially when you're starting out. But if you look at it, I heard someone say you look at it as an investment. It's like your education, you know, like you would pay for college. And that's really what it is. You have to look at it in that way.
Right. The money I've spent on coaching through various, you know, sometimes it's a sales coach, sometimes it's a business development coach, sometimes it's a personal development coach. You know, that's some of the best money I've ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because that is not, in my mind, it's not a consumable good. You know what I mean? Like, that's with me forever. It's like reading the book. I always have that knowledge and that help and awareness about myself to move forward. And then you can move forward faster and stronger.
Yeah. Because if you get the knowledge you need, you really can move forward rather than spinning your wheels and getting frustrated with the whole thing. That's no fun.
Right?
So then tell me something that you're working on that you're passionate about.
So what I am working on right now is I am doing a 90 strategy session and 90 day challenge to myself. And when I say challenge to myself, don't forget I also have two accountability people who are checking in with me. So the challenge for myself and with my support. But what I what I'm really striving to do is to talk with 90 people in 90 days about what their time management challenges are. And then what are some possible solutions to those challenges? So it's a complimentary 30-minute session, but it allows people to be able to start taking that first step when they're feeling that they're overwhelmed or over their head or they're struggling with balance or all of those things that we've been talking about in this call. So that I'm so jazzed about that. 90 strategy sessions, 90 days.
Well, that's going to make a big difference in your business, I think. You know, we talked to 90 people.
And what I'm finding that's really awesome is that there's so many people bring so many different things to the call. Mm-hmm. You know, like everyone has different pain points and sticking points, and to be able to hear those and then brainstorm with people some ways to help start them moving out of that quagmire is so uplifting. It's so encouraging.
Yeah, between helping them, like you say, and plus you get to learn different, I guess, problems, if you want to call it that, or issues people have that are out there. So it gives you a good education as well as the opportunity to help people. Mm-hmm. I love that idea.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm partway through and I look forward to that part of my day all the time.
I'm sure That's a really great idea. So I understand that you have a great offer for our listeners today, and can you take a few minutes and tell us about it and how we can get it?
Absolutely. And so participants in your Making Money from Home Summit are able to participate in my Awe Challenge at a discounted rate. And so what the Awe Challenge is, it's a way that you can solidify your habits in 30 days and start to design the life you want to live. So you can, it's structured in a way that you can choose to try to finish up a project in 30 days, such as revamping your website or doing a new marketing plan or organizing your office or whatever that piece may be, or it's changing a habit. So it's prospecting every, you know, for 30 minutes every day or whatever that habit may be. And so included in that challenge then for 30 days are action-packed videos so you can stay motivated. So I kind of pop up in your email box every day for 2 minutes to remind you what your focus is. But also there's action plans then each day for you to take a step closer to accomplishing that project goal or building the habit. And then it also comes with a 30 Days to Success inspired journal, which is a way for you to track your progress and in your celebrations and jot down ideas, and you can follow your way through for 30 days. And then it also includes membership into our exclusive online support community where other people who are taking the challenge throw out, you know, this is what happened or here's a big win, and people can celebrate or offer suggestions. But the piece that most excites me about the whole thing is it also comes with two 30-minute strategy sessions. So you can take one at the beginning with me where we talk about what is your goal, and then one any time throughout the rest of the challenge to either, you know, how do you continue on when the 30 days are over, or you're really stuck on the idea on delegating. What are some options? And so what I love about the Awe Challenge is that it really feeds back into my 90 strategy sessions in 90 days. Because as you're taking the challenge, you also get strategy sessions. And so typically, this investment's $29. However, for your group, it's $19.
Great. Well, that sounds really wonderful. I think it does something for you to actually pick something and focus on it for 30 days, especially if it's something that's important, because I think at the end of 30 days, you've kind of figured out what you need to do to either, like you say, make it a habit or get the project done.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great program, and I'm sure that it helps a lot of people because, like I said, you can focus on it for 30 days.
Right. Right, so you're getting some traction. You may not be all the way, but you've got enough traction that you know how to move forward after that.
Right. Yep. Well, Lisa, I really want to thank you so much for sharing your experiences and your expertise with us. I really enjoyed talking with you, and I want to thank everyone else who took the time to listen to this interview today. I really hope you learned something from what Lisa shared with us. I know I certainly did, and I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.